Thank you very much. Celebration. So they make it tough to follow. Very tough to follow. But I do want to thank you all for coming and for sharing with us. And you survived. Thank you for coming. If you have your Bibles, or if there is one nearby in a pew, our scripture passage today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. May not even need to read it for many, but we will as we think about love without expectation. 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way, it is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. The greatest of these is love. I love you. Do you love me? Check yes or no. Please write back. Does that sound familiar? I'm hearing whispers in the back. It may still be going on. We do have you on camera, so if you pass notes, no. Have you ever written a note like that, perhaps in elementary school or junior high or maybe even high school? I hope you outgrew it by college. While most kids who write such notes are filled with hope that the answer is yes, many have written them expecting to be accepted and are devastated if the answer is no. They write those love notes with expectations of good things. When two persons become engaged or married, most of the time there are certain expectations of the marriage that coincide with their hopes and their dreams. In fact, many people these days seem to dole out love with anticipation of returns. Or they give love to those who are like them or who had the good taste to love them first. The chorus of the song goes, "Falling in and out of love with you. Falling in and out of love with you. Don't know what I'm gonna do. Falling in and out of love with you." Of course, many of these reactions seem to be merely human nature. Love with expectation. Yet is that what Paul is really writing about in this passage under consideration? A passage that most of the time we read at weddings. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul speaks of some of the spiritual gifts that are given by God. This is not an exhaustive list, though sometimes it is exhausting. Diversify gifts from one Spirit, given for the common good and for unity within the church. Immediately after this discussion, Paul launches into the love chapter. Yeah, kind of like the love boat, which is usually, as I said, part of wedding ceremonies. And most of the time, you have to admit it, most of the time when we read that passage or we talk about it, we separate it out from everything else to stand by itself. And while it can stand by itself, it continues the flow in 1 Corinthians from chapter 12 to chapter 14. And I think we need to look at it in context as well. Speaking of God's Spirit and all of those things which are ours through that Spirit. In chapter 13, Paul presents love, in fact, as the basic principle by which all other gifts can function. It is the basic principle by which all other gifts function. We see this as love is introduced at the end of chapter 12 as the most excellent way. Love is shown as essential for any gift to operate. As we continue to read in chapter 13, eloquent speech is simply noise if there is not love at its base. Without love, prophecy or proclamation or preaching, knowledge, faith are all frustrating and become inert. Giving to and for others has no spiritual depth and really brings no blessing without love, according to Paul. But it's not just any type of love that is spoken of here. There are various types of love to which Greek words speak. There is eros, which is sexual love. There is phileo, not a piece of steak, but brotherly love and affection. Sometimes used to speak of parental love. However, Paul uses various forms of agape throughout this passage. Now, we often think of this as unconditional love, and that is a true part of the concept. But another way to put it is that agape is love without expectation. Eros and phileo always come with expectations. Something in return. Always something is expected. Is agape really any different? Let's look at the descriptions of this love. And in this, I am indebted to translations from Dr. Ray Summers, who wrote various and numerous Greek grammar books. And I'll interject some of his translations of this passage. In verses 4 to 13, Paul talks briefly about the nature of this agape type of love. In typical Jewish fashion, and remember he was Jewish, trained as a Pharisee, he first speaks from the negative. In other words, love is not this. Love is not envious. And as Ray Summers says, love does not strut. It is not puffed up with pride in itself. Love is never rude, does not seek its own interests or self-interests. And then Summers translates the next section, it is not provoked to striking back. In other words, vengeance. It does not keep a record of evil that has been received. Love never rejoices when unrighteousness is done. And then he translates, love never gives out. That agape type of love, he says, never gives out. It is always there. Paul follows these negatives then with positive statements about what love does. Love bears long without striking back. Think about that. Bears long without striking back. It is kind. Love always rejoices when the truth prevails. And Summers writes, love bears all the conditions that come in life. It exercises faithfulness in all of life's situations. It keeps up hope in all circumstances. It gives power to endure all opposition. None of these things are done with expectation, if you really understand the passage. They are all done without expecting anything in return, because that's what love, agape kind of love, truly is. They are done purely out of a love that cares for the well-being of others more than self. Paul continues to speak of the temporary nature of other gifts. Proclamation or preaching. Be done soon. Tongues. Even knowledge, he says, will serve their purpose and then be discarded when the perfect kingdom comes. There will be a time when all of these things and all other gifts will run their course. They'll outlive their usefulness. Just as when we become adults, the ways of childish speech and reasoning are to be put aside. When perfection comes in the Christ, he says, we will not only see, but we will be seen perfectly and fully. And we will be known completely. Three gifts have any lasting significance, Paul writes: faith, hope, and love. But love is the greatest, and love is essential for any and all others to function. But the only love that fully supports all others, in fact, the only love that supports life, really, is agape. Love without expectations. Love freely given with no thought of self, thinking first and foremost of the well-being of others, and having that as our motivation, not to get anything back, but simply to love for their good. It is a love that brings oneness with Christ, a love that brings beauty, power, and hope, something we certainly need in this world today. A love that turns us into kindness-giving servants. Servants of God and servants of others. Servant types that really, if you think about it, seem to be in short supply these days. In fact, it is love to the God degree. And we talk in math about such and such times 10 to the 50th degree. Love without expectation is love to the God degree. Love to which you and I are called. Do you love me? Yes or no? Right back. May we pray. My gracious God, we do thank you for this time that we have together to study, to share, to learn, to sing praise, and to lift prayers to you. We ask that you will continue to work within us your own particular kind of love, a love that brings peace. Not necessarily peacefulness to us, but that stirs us to be kindness-giving servants, to love without expectation, even when that love hurts, but to do so because we become one with you. It's in the name of Jesus, our Christ, that we pray. Amen. Our hymn of decision is hymn number 482. O love of God most full. Our invitation is very simple. If you have never made a public profession of faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and you feel being led to do so, our altar is open for you. If you're searching for a church home and feel that this is a place from which you would like to minister, our altar is open and we will welcome you. Or if you feel a need to recommit yourself, the altar is open. As we sing hymn number 482, O love of God, most full.